I like to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I like to ride my...
So Tuesday, because it was stunning. What? The kids wanted to take all the bikes out.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they did.
Yes. We're quite disappointed that I...
Said niet.
Said no.
Hey, welcome to another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are incredibly happy that you're here today.
Yes.
All right. Before we jump right in, as always, go like, subscribe, follow, all that jazz. It'll be below. You can do all that stuff. Share it with your friends. All right. We are going to jump into a wonderful, uplifting conversation today. I don't think I will hammer anyone in any way, shape, or form today.
No promises.
Better point. Mm. All right. Today we're going to talk about bringing God home.
Mm. Yes. Awesome. I forgot we're supposed to be encouraging and uplifting. We are. This one. I know.
Wasn't discouraging.
No, I know.
I liked it. All right. The premise of this topic is all too often... It's really easy to be with God, be close to God, do the godly things when you're at church.
Right.
Right. It is not significantly harder, but it takes some effort to bring God home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'd love to say, and I know a lot of Christians are going to tell me, or respond to this and say, oh, I always have God with me. He's always in my house. He's in my heart. Until they're in traffic. But we wanted to talk about a couple just gentle reminders.
Yeah.
Maybe. Of things that you can do to help bring God home with you all the time. Right?
Yes.
And I think one of the easy ones to start off with, hopefully I'm not stealing this from you.
I'm sure I'll have something to say at some point. Maybe.
No comment. Is, you know, it's very easy to get into the flow, to get into the mood of worship when you're at church, right? Did I steal it from you?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, good. And the lights are down, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the cool lights are on. Again, depending on what type of church you go to. The music's playing. The band's great.
Right.
All of these things. It's so easy to...
You have something. Somebody literally leading you.
Leading you into worship.
Uh-huh.
That's really, really simple to do. But often it doesn't come home with you. And I am a great example of somebody who doesn't listen to Christian music necessarily 24/7.
Right.
I listen to something almost 24/7.
Right.
But there's a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And all of you super religious people can tell me how you listen to nothing but praise and worship music all the time. And that's fine. Good for you. But for a lot of people, that doesn't even come into their mindset,
right?
Their thought process that, you know, we can listen to some good worship music as we're driving to church,
right?
To get ready for praise and worship. We can take it home when we're having a rough day or a bad day. We can put on some praise songs.
Yes.
To cheer ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a teenager or a young adult or an older adult who's going through the woes of relationships, you don't necessarily have to put on that sad song by whatever artist you like to cry to.
Right.
You could put on some uplifting.
Get some praise and worship music.
And enter in at home the same
in
way
the
you
vehicle.
Do.
Yeah.
When
you're at church.
At church. I follow a couple people on Instagram who are great for like Christian workout music. Right? And they post playlists all the time of here's five artists that you haven't thought of, or five banging tracks for your next gym, you know, workout thing. Right? There's a lot of great opportunities and a lot of really easy ways, especially now.
Like yes.
We were talking the other day in the car because we were driving somewhere and the kids wanted Stephen Stanley, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bit of a, like a rocker-ish guy, but really great Christian music. And you and I just kind of looked as the kids are just blaring it. At the top of their lungs behind us. I want this to be over. We just kind of turned to each other and we were like, man, there was like three good Christian albums like this when we were growing up.
Right.
Now there are so many artists.
It is.
There's so much music and it's so accessible.
It is literally at your fingertips. Whether it's, I mean, we don't need to blast all the ways to get it, but I mean, you don't have to do much to find, if you have a phone or a computer.
Likely the place that you are listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah. There
you can also find
great music.
An Elevation Worship playlist or...
Yes. Christian Today or whatever, or just fill in the blank. You know, and I've said this before and I've mentioned it before on this podcast for other reasons, but literally I've got a playlist set up in it and I've literally entitled it, This Is How I Fight My Battles. And every time I have a song that, you know, it's, I've got like Break Every Chain, I've got House of Miracles, I've got Plead the Blood, like I've got a whole bunch of stuff. I can't even think of half of them now, but when I'm fighting or struggling because it happens, and I need to break whatever it is that I'm dealing with, whether it's just the mind games or whether it's something, you know, actually that I'm physically or life dealing with, and I need to make sure that I don't go down a rabbit hole. One of the best ways to break myself out of
that funk,
that spinning downwards, is I go to that playlist. Sometimes I just run it through. Sometimes I click four or five songs that I want to, and it is a surefire way to help myself get out, because I am praising and worshiping my God and there's breakthrough in that. And it's not just for church. I will also say this. I mean, even our kids do it too. You know, we can put praise and worship on and our kids will all praise and worship around the home. And guess what? It makes it so much, I mean, I know we're talking about bringing it home, but it also makes it...
The benefit of bringing it home is it makes it easier when you're in church.
Yes.
Right? I always think about... There's this thing that happens, right? Okay. When you've got teens, which we don't have yet.
No.
But we've been involved in like youth ministry at some stage or form over the years, right? And every time you take teens to a youth conference,
right?
Doesn't matter whose it necessarily is, but typically there's cool lights, there's a bunch of other teens,
right?
There's good music, blah, 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 blah. And they go and they worship and they have a lot of fun and they dance around and they do teeny things at the youth conference. And then when they come back into the local church, and all the lights are on and the music's not as good. And a lot of times there's not any lights and there's no smoke. The experience is vastly different. And thus the teens are vastly different.
Right.
Right. And the youth leaders always ask, the pastor always asks, well, why were they so good at doing that at the conference, but not when they come back here?
Right.
And the principle is the same.
Yeah.
Right. if you don't have any experience with it, you don't know how to do that.
Right.
So when it comes to, again, with our kids, right? We've got them trained, or they've figured it out, however you want to look at it, that they praise and worship at church during praise and worship, very similar to the way they do it at home.
Yes.
When we have praise and worship music on. And when you make that a thing for them.
Yeah, a lifestyle.
A lifestyle, right? And again, it's not the only thing we play in the house.
Right, right.
But we do play it probably at least 75% of the time.
Right.
They learn that.
Yeah, it, yeah.
And they love that.
Yes, they do.
And does Cohen know a couple of like country songs? Yes.
Right.
Does he know vastly more, an incredibly larger amount of praise and worship? Or Christian music?
Right.
Right? Because it's not just praise and worship. The majority of it is.
But the whole thing about it is it is a lifestyle because it's not just church.
Yep.
It's a lifestyle. And, you know, it's not just praise and worship. And I'm going to just circle around real quick to get to something real quick. And this is not a, well, we're great, because that's not it. But we've...
But we are.
But we've done these things. We've brought God home. We've brought him home in every element of our life. We are not just Christians at church. We're not just Christians when we're talking to pastor. We're not just Christians when somebody needs our advice. We're not just Christians when we're doing our ministry. We're Christians when we're home. We're Christian, like...
We're Christians in traffic. We're most of the time. I have my moments.
Because you're still human.
Yes. I'm working on it though.
You know, and, but... Okay, so, okay, shut up. We bring praise and worship home. Praise and worship is a lifestyle. It is part of what we do. We know the benefit of it. Bible is not just for bringing it to church or listening to the pastor preach. It comes home with us.
Yep.
And, you know, even tonight, my daughter is like, Mom, what is a good, you know, what should I read tonight? What is good and peaceful? And, you know, we were just talking about a few things and we came to Ephesians. And she wanted to read Ephesians because it has children. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's got the armor of God. It's got the increasingly abundantly above all that we can. I mean, there's just...
It's a great book.
And so it's you know, she... wants to have a peaceful night. So she makes sure, you know, we talked about going to Psalms, but she wanted a peaceful night. So what does she do? She's like, oh, let me get to my Bible. And it becomes a lifestyle. We've brought it home. The other day, our oldest was just struggling. I don't know why. He's going through things in life, emotions that he doesn't know how to handle. Or he also recognizes that the world's a little crazy and he is still young, but he's a very mature young. So he picks up on a lot of things. And you know what he did? He went into his room and he's like, you know what? I really need to strengthen myself. I need to encourage myself. He got banners. So which way am I? There we are. He got banners and they were about 4 feet wide. And from our grand pastor, he had just finished reading his book called God Possessed. So what does he do? He, on that one banner, writes God Possessed. It's literally 4 feet long.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it's on one side of his room. And then one of Dr. Barclay's sayings is also no giant, no champion, referring to David and Goliath. If you don't have that giant in your life, you can't become a champion. And he wrote that on another huge poster. And so that he can encourage himself. And that's because... our God comes home with us.
Well, and this is the interesting thing that I thought of when I saw that, right? When he first did it. One, I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Two, I went to, interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a poster of, you know, I'm trying to think of who it would be now, but like when I was growing up, it was like Michael Jordan.
Oh, right.
Right? Or like Tiger Woods.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it says something when he wants to be motivated.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the motivation that he has is not Tiger or Rory or Juan Soto or whatever other sports star there is. You can see what sports stuff
I mean, watch. And he loves the Blue Jays. He knows them by name, right?
He doesn't have Vladdy up there.
No.
Now, he also would probably love to have a poster of Vladdy up there. Don't tell him it's a thing. He won't know. But that's what he has.
Yeah.
Right?
And the other one he put up was serve God or die.
Mm-hmm. There is something really special about the fact that that's where his mind went.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not a like, hey, we're awesome type thing. Because it's honestly not us, it's him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the principle of it is that we've made our walk so routine, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's a part of everyday life.
Yep.
That doesn't mean we don't struggle. It doesn't mean we don't falter. It doesn't mean we don't fight through stuff.
Right.
But what it means is that our kids see us at church and there's no change when we get home.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the same way we are when we're in the building.
Yeah.
Or when we're in the sanctuary. Is exactly the same as when we get home.
Right.
Which, again, for good and bad.
This is true.
There are moments at church when I'm very frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, two Sundays ago, we lost the keyboard as the stream started.
It was perfect all morning.
And
yes.
We have the live stream starting.
Mm-hmm.
And the keyboard won't play.
Yeah.
And I'm up trying to fix it in the middle. And I am fighting to hide the frustration on my face as I try and fix this, which is the same as
you when actually did a very good job. Right? I was very proud of you.
Which is the same as when I come home,
right?
And something won't work on my computer, or a tool broke, or I'm dealing with a customer in a fun way. That's the same frustration. Like it again, for good or bad,
right?
Real is real, right?
Yes. No, I was just gonna say, but. Because there is no difference, and because we bring God home,
mm-hmm.
how Cohen reacted to a different, difficult situation that he mm-hmm. was struggling with, he dealt with it the way he did because we do bring God home.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees us, even though we do struggle and even though we do fight, hopefully he recognizes that we too try to deal with it. Sometimes it takes longer than others, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to do it with God.
Yeah.
We work through what we work through with God. So our praise and worship comes home, our prayer life comes home, our communion life comes home, our praise and worship, I think I said that, it comes home with us. And because it does, there's a great impact.
Mm-hmm.
On all areas. And yeah. I bring up what happened with our oldest for the sheer fact of the way he handled it. I mean, and he was having a really rough morning and not being able to handle his emotions, but the way he dealt with it was because of the fact that we bring God home and he knew that with God, he could fight this.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be honest, it warmed my heart. I don't know. It touched me.
It's adorable.
Shut up. I knew you were going to say something. No, but it made me proud.
Yeah. It's, again, what we're trying to do and the whole point of this conversation tonight is we all know those people who, when you find out that they're, that they go to church or that they're a Christian, you're like, really? Huh. I had no idea. And that happens more than it should.
Yeah.
Right? And I continually look at it and go, and obviously there's people who are at different stages of their walk.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you don't need to walk around with a like Jesus save shirt.
Right. You can.
You can. But there are better ways to, in my opinion, there are better ways to show God's love, right?
Right.
To show that you're a Christian beyond the walking billboard aspect of it.
And, well, and hopefully if you're wearing that, you're acting you are an like
actual,
one.
You are an actual billboard. But it's one of those things where when you bring God home, when he's, you know, part of you, for lack of a better term, in your day-to-day life.
Yep.
Hopefully people notice that.
Yeah.
Right? They notice that there's something different about you. They pick up on that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's a possibility that they'll pick up on it if you're not bringing him home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to me, that is the best example. That's the best witness. To others is when the way you are at church, where they don't know you, is identical to the way you are at home,
yeah,
or at work, or on the ball diamond, or on the golf course, or on the ski hill,
yep,
right? And
at the supermarket, at the bank, at the grocery store.
To kind of pull it back to what we talked about last week, right? If you are different, what kind of example, what kind of advertisement, if you will, are you to others when they do find out you're a Christian?
Right.
Right? Man, I said we were going to be positive on this one.
We are, honey. We are.
But I want to encourage people to work at bringing him home with you.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is, and again, maybe not everybody knows this. Maybe some people just think church is church, and that's going is good. What if you're going, go, and if you're not, go. But there's so much strength and power when you not only go to visit God when you go to church, so to speak. But when you invite him home with you, when you not only go to make yourself feel good, right?
Yep.
But when you incorporate him into your life, if you, when you bring praise and worship home, when you bring the word of God home, read the scriptures, read the verse, the promises that are in there are true. And the benefits are incredible. Does it say life will be easy? No. But does God promise to go with you every step of the way? Yes. It doesn't say, does the Bible say, I'll give you all these things? Yes. But it first says, seek first.
But imagine if all of those things only applied when you were at church.
Oh.
Right? Like if you want a reason, you shouldn't need one,
right?
But if you wanted a reason to always bring God with you, have right. God be with you, right? Bring him home from church. If you believe your Bible for a second,
yeah,
right? And you believe those promises, you believe the healing scriptures, you believe all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of the promises that he's given you. What if it only applied when you were at church? If that's the only place where he's valid and accurate in your life. If that's where he's a part of your life.
Hmm.
If that's where you are spiritual. Mm. Mm-hmm. If that's the only place you're spiritual, is that, depending on what church you go to, 30 minutes to 2 hours on a Sunday.
That those promises.
If that's the only time that you're spiritual, then that could be the only time that those promises are actually valid. Right? If you're not living every day, every moment, or at least trying to live every day and every moment as a Christian, why would you expect
those promises
to be in effect and valid in your life on a daily basis? Shoot, I had never thought of that.
That's...
What is deep?
That's deep, babe. That's
it's deep, always babe. Deep at like 25. We're going to cut all the beginning and just start with that. And then we'll loop it.
No, but it is true. You want everything that the Bible has for you, but if you're not willing to take God home with you...
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that those promises come home with you?
Again, we're trying to be positive. If you're one of those people who does the like, man, God's never there for me.
Hmm.
I don't get my healing. I don't get this. I don't get that. Where are you walking it out? Because if you're only walking it out.
At church. And only on Sundays, you're not even going to the midweek or other services. Again, we're trying to stay positive. Okay.
Right? Yes. But if you're like, if you're praying for a family member's salvation, or you're praying for a healing, or you're praying for, heck, you're just praying for guidance.
No, right.
Right.
You're praying for a good day.
It doesn't even have to be a life or death thing.
Right.
But if you're not in the Word, if you're not worshiping, if you're not being aware that He exists.
Praying continually.
Yeah. Without ceasing.
In communication with God all the time.
And again, everybody falls short. We get it. We do too.
Yes.
But if you're not seeking first and striving to be more godly, more Christ-like.
Yeah.
Then yeah, it's going to be a challenge trying to get those promises on 2 hours, maybe
a week
of trying to be more Christ-like.
Right.
You're making it really hard for God to be there for you. He always will be, but it's a challenge when you're only there for 2 hours of your week.
There are so many benefits to bringing God home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say bring him home, I mean, bring
He's
him home.
He's always with you. We get it.
No. Well, I was going to say, bring him to church. I mean, sorry. Bring him to work, bring him to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, live a lifestyle. When you bring God home and have him be a part of your life, allow him into your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much strength and breakthrough. Those bad days become a little bit more bearable. Those difficult situations, there's just a sense of, if you can trust in God, there's hope. I mean, really. I don't know. I think we just, again, it's just a whole trying to be, I'm fine.
We're
I'm
trying
fine.
Really hard to be positive.
Yes, I am being positive. I just want to say
We're being positive balls.
My gosh. Nice one, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God is not just for church. Praise and worship is not just for church. Again, mm-hmm. we've said this at least 50 times now. Maybe not quite that much, but a lot. But bring him into your home and into your life. When you become, again, kind of throwback to last one, Jesus Christ didn't come to this earth. I mean, and I'll say this again, it is the month of March, so it is Easter. Jesus Christ didn't come to this earth to die for you and die for me, mm-hmm. for us to only include him in 2 hours of our week.
Maybe.
Jesus Christ came to establish a relationship. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ came to save us. Jesus Christ came so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Jesus Christ came so that we could be healed, we could be whole, we could be well. Jesus Christ came so that we, these promises we can have prosperity, we could have blessing, we could have peace. Mm-hmm. We can have family members saved. We can have strong marriages. This is why Jesus Christ came. And we're doing ourselves a disservice when we don't allow him to be part of our everyday life. We are hurting ourselves. Bring him home. I don't know. I guess that's it. Bring him home. Bring him home in every aspect of your life because you literally have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
And on that note.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it was great. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you didn't, don't tell us because we won't read it anyways. As always, like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. And we'll see you next week on another episode of the Matt and Fiona Show. See ya.
Bye now.